when Simin Lamed Dalet discussing the halachas of tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. We are up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. In Sif Beis, the Mechaber had told us just how one could fulfill both. Namely, he puts on two pairs of tefillin. He gave three options, either to put them on simultaneously, to put them on one right after the other, and then have the two on for the rest of davening, or the third option, which is to daven in the Rashi's tefillin and then put Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin on at the end of davening. Now, the Mechaber now is telling us, Lo yasa kein elamisha muchsuk umafursum b'chassidus. Every man should not be putting on both pairs of tefillin because it is mechsi kiyura, it looks as if he really thinks highly of himself. He's more than others. He puts on two pairs of tefillin, whereas everyone else only puts on one. Unless he is someone that is known for keeping chumras, the same way he wants to be machmir in other areas, he wants to be machmir here and be sure that he's yotze tefillin according to all opinions. The Mishnah Brura previously in Sif Beis brought up another possibility and rules it out, but it's one that perhaps ought to be mentioned. And that is, why can't we make the everything tefillin? Why can't we make tefillin that are kosher according to everyone? Namely, put in the, say, in the tefillin shel Rosh, put six parshias. Put Kadesh, Vayaki V'Yacha. In the next bias, put Shema and V'Hoyoim Shemoa. And the bias after that, also Shema and V'Hoyoim Shemoa. According to Rashi, the Shema and the third bias and the V'Hoyoim Shemoa are the real ones. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, the V'Hoyoim Shemoa in the third and the Shema in the fourth are the real ones. Why not do that? Mishnah Brura says that there, where you're making like one object out of it, you're definitely over on Baal Tosef. That would not work. He says even a T'nai in it would not work. That would clearly be a case of Baal Tosef. So that's why the only option is to put on two pairs of tefillin, where it is obvious that you're wearing two pairs of tefillin, and that is Mechsi Kiyura. Even for people wearing two pairs, even for people who wear two pairs of tefillin, it says to make the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam smaller. That they should not really be so obvious, and those that are known to wear them actually will generally cover them with their kippah. So you only see clearly that they're wearing one pair of tefillin. Another thing that Mishnah Brura said there is that someone who wears tefillin all day long should wear Rashi's tefillin. Because by putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, since that's not the Ikar Adin, he's being mevatel wearing Rashi's tefillin at that time. So only somebody who is known for being machmir should be wearing Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, Sif Dalet. Lo yaniach beis hazugos bekis echod. You should not take one tefillin bag that was already used for tefillin. We're talking about not a new one, it's one that was used for tefillin, and you can't put the two pairs in there together. Why is that? She'echad mehem uchol, because one of them is not really a pair of tefillin. Since this is a bag that was made for tefillin and then used for tefillin, you are not allowed to be morided from its kedusha and put in it what's not tefillin. Since you're putting both pairs in it, then one of them is definitely not a kosher pair of tefillin. Va'asur lohanicho bekis tefillin eliyasa shnei kisin. The similar cholkisha lo yitin zebazeh. What you should do is have two separate holders for your tefillin, one for Rashi, one for Rabbeinu Tam, and they should be very clearly marked. Now, the Mishnah Brura says if somebody initially buys himself a tefillin bag, a large one, and has in mind that he wants it for Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, he goes and puts Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin in, that's not a problem, because this is a bag that is made for both, Divrei Kodesh and Divrei Chol. For example, a talis bag in which we keep our tefillin and our talis. A talis has no kedusha. It's mitzvah, but it has no kedusha. So, therefore, the only time it's usher is if you've already used your tefillin bag for kosher tefillin, you should not put your Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin in there. Now, the same thing goes for the ritzuis, the batim. You cannot take batim of Rashi and use them for Rabbeinu Tam. With regard to the opposite, there are mekilim. Since the Ikar Adin is like Rashi, they say that you're allowed to change from Rabbeinu Tam to Rashi because you're taking what Halacha says is pasul and using it for what Halacha says is kosher. But you cannot take from Rashi and use that for Rabbeinu Tam. Now, another thing with regard to the tefillin bag. Mishnah Brura says that what happens if you have a case for each of the tefillin anyway, and then you're putting them into the tefillin bag, that is not a problem. Because the tefillin bag is no longer considered tashmishe kedusha, it's not serving the tefillin, it is serving that which is holding the tefillin. But he says it would have to be that those, whatever boxes say that you have your tefillin in, are covering not only the top of the tefillin, but are also covering the titura, because the titura also has kedushas tefillin. So if you have the kinds of boxes that cover the titura, as well as the ketzitz at the top of the tefillin, and then you want to put those into another bag, you can actually put your Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together, unless there is fear that you're going to accidentally take out the wrong pair and you would like to keep them separate. But in terms of the halacha of Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'Moridin, that you're not allowed to take a tefillin bag made for tefillin and use it for those that are not kosher tefillin, that would not apply if they come in the boxes. Incidentally, the Mishneh Berurah is not bothered by the fact that the Ritzuas are uncovered. The Ritzuas are considered Tashmishe Kedusha, not Kedusha itself. So that's why you could have the Ritzuas uncovered, and then use the same bag for Rashi as well as Rabbeinu Tam. In a case where somebody accidentally took out his Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin before his Rashi tefillin, the halacha is he can put them back and take out his Rashi's tefillin. Because there's no din of Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvos, when once we paskin that the Ikar HaDin is like Rashi, so he's not being Mavir on the Mitzvos by taking out his Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin and not using them. The halacha is like Rashi, and his Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin are not really tefillin. So even though ideally he should have each one of them labeled, so he should take out his Rashi's tefillin when he wants to put on his Rashi's tefillin. If they're not labeled and he took out his Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin first, he could still put them down and then put on his Rashi's tefillin. On Chol HaMoed, the Mishneh Berurah says not to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. With regard to Tisha B'Av at Mincha, he says if someone wants to, he could put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin.